Deuce Block 3305.
Hey, good morning, 3305. Hey, on your deadhead this morning, I'm going to use you to do a shuttle just for two stops for the MAX from, you know where, do you know where the Tacoma Park and Ride is?
Yeah. What exit should I take for that?
So if you just head down McLaughlin and then take the Ochoco exit there off McLaughlin, and it loops you around and you can get up onto the overpass. Or no, excuse me, it's not the Ochoco exit. It would be, it's the overpass there that goes across the freeway there at Johnson Creek or Tacoma. Are you familiar with that?
Okay, yeah, so I should say Johnson Creek, like the Johnson Creek exit. I just want to make sure I'm looking out for the name of what exit I should take on McLaughlin.
Yeah, I believe it's listed as the Johnson Creek exit right there off of McLaughlin as you're headed northbound. And that'll loop you around. You'll go over the top of McLaughlin, and then you'll turn right into the Tacoma Park and Ride. You'll turn right into the Tacoma Park and Ride. And then all I need you to do is pull in there, pick up some passengers. We're having a MAX train issue. Pick up some passengers there, go back out of the Park and Ride, back onto McLaughlin, and just keep going out to where the Milwaukee Park Avenue MAX station is. Are you familiar with that?
Yeah, I am.
Okay, so just do that. Pick them up, loop around, drop them off at Milwaukee Park Avenue MAX station, and then just make your way from there out to the college.
Okay, do me a favor, since I'm not super familiar with this area, like the street by street, just send me a direction if you can, just so I can read names, because when I'm driving, I look for names of streets. That's my point.
I understand. Yeah, let me look and see. I'm going to try and figure out what the exact exit is. But just head out. So for now, just head south on McLaughlin. And then, and I'll send you the rest of the stuff.
Right, I got you. I'm going to, I know how to, I'm pretty sure I'll be fine getting to this park and ride. I just, when I get out, trying to get to that park avenue, I don't want to just take my own way and then be like, oh, this takes the way. Well, actually, I can just go down McLaughlin. You're right. I got it. I'll call if I have any issues.
Okay. Excellent. So, yeah, you're going to turn right there off McLaughlin, right at the West Schwab, it looks like. And that'll loop you around to get up onto that bridge to go over to the park and ride. And, yeah, just go straight out McLaughlin and drop them off at the Milwaukee park and ride. And then you can just keep going out McLaughlin until you jump back on 205, whichever way you need to go.
Okay. All righty. I'll call if I have anything. Thank you.
Thanks for your help this morning. 525.
65, I copy. I'll make announcements and then turn off loading.
Thank you.